Oh, hell no.
Gentlemen, when you are down bad and you don't know how to control your sexual energy, those are the kind of women you'd be dealing with right there. Instead of going to the gym, instead of working on a business, instead of working more hours at your job, instead of doing something of actual meaning, you're going to be trying to negotiate sex with people like that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, we're going to revisit a subject that I talked about in the past, not super recently, but I want to revisit it because I think it's extremely important for us as men to truly understand this, and I want to weave it into more of the spiritual side. These whole art of semen retention, NoFap, all of these things that a lot of men on the side of the internet discuss, I think it's extremely important for us to discuss this from a more spiritual perspective, because look, a lot of us, we were given the wrong roadmap to life. We were told that, oh, all we gotta do is blank. All we should do, and we ought to be over here on this end. Gentlemen, we have the same caveman instincts that our ancestors had thousands, if not millions of years ago, depending on whether you're New Age, Old Earth, I frankly could not care less. But the principle holds true. A lot of us, we have a desire to bond with a woman, produce a love child, have a legacy, have all these things, right? But here's a problem. We live in the 21st century. We don't live in the first century, 13th century. We don't live in the BC era. We don't live in these times. We live in the 21st century where men's libido has been weaponized against us, monetized through the roof. And a lot of us, unfortunately, have to deal with really toxic women. We have to deal with a society that benefits off of our hard labor and our backs. And a lot of us even try to avoid this uncomfortable society by going to church, by becoming, spiritual or slash religious. We think that people are going to be different. When they're different, but they're a different shade of the very thing we ran away from. We're seeing this play out in churches, synagogues, mosques, and a lot of places that we frequent and we worship. And unfortunately, a lot of men, they don't know where to turn. A lot of men, when they realize, wait a minute, the Matrix, as shout out to Andrew Tate, what he calls it, or Minecraft, or as a Joker from Better Bachelor calls it. I give these people credit because I don't want to make it seem like I'm just hijacking other people's stuff. I think it's important to give credit where credit is due. But we need to be really honest with ourselves and say a lot of us learn about reality in the harshest way possible. It often is given to us not as sugary medication, but as a suppository. And so when we quickly figure out that a lot of the things, if not everything we've been told, is a lie, even if it's from the church, it's been subverted and cherry-picked to fit certain agendas that people might have. What we then come to the conclusion is, okay, how do I reinvent myself? How do I actually achieve what I want? How do I get what I want out of life? The question might seem like it should have a simple answer, and it kind of does, but before we answer the question, you need to understand a simple fact I've come to understand. And I don't claim to have all the answers, but I do know this. To get what you want, you have to be willing to lose what you currently have. And a lot of us, we're not willing to give up certain aspects of our lives that give us this feel-good feeling. Some of us might be like the bottle. Some of us might like hit the bong. Other of us might like to have carnal relations with women. A lot of us, or even just releasing in general to get better. A lot of people call this the poor man's sleeping pill, by the way. Choking chicken before bed, or when we feel down bad, or when we feel horny, instead of using that energy, we kind of just like get it out of our system because we don't want it to affect us. We don't want us to, we want to feel good. I mean, that's what life is, right? People want to feel good. People want to feel like they're not completely down and out, and they want to feel good. Life is a lot about feeling happy and feeling good for a lot of people. And I would encourage you to change that mindset from excitement to fulfillment, because this is where you're going to find the most meaningful things in your life. And it's not going to be fun. I'll tell you right now, if you came to this channel looking for someone who's going to tell you that everything's going to be great and happy and fantastic and good, no, it's not. Life is a grind. Life is full of surprises, and a lot of times life sucks. I'm not saying that to depress you. I just want you to know what you're signing up for. What the hand you've been dealt. Some of us have an easier hand to play than others. This is true. But the hardest lesson for myself that I had to learn, and I don't know if you've learned this yet, is utilizing one of the most primal energies that we have, and that is our sexual energy. And a lot of men, this becomes our liability. We use it to make all the bad decisions that we then have to undo, unlearn, and then set ourselves on a better path. A lot of men who are in their teenage years, or early to mid to late 20s, even early to mid 30s, they let their dangling do their direction driving. They let their lower half lead their upper half, which leads them only to trouble. And then not only do they lose out on the stuff they could have built in their past, they also have to undo certain mistakes. They have to live with certain realities that maybe they've sown for themselves and maybe their potential offspring. And we learn our lessons a lot of times 10 years too late. And gentlemen, I'm here today to really discuss this idea of semen retention. Is sacrifice going to lead you to success? In my opinion, yes. But is it going to be easy? No, it'll be the hardest thing you ever do. In fact, hold on, give me 1 second. Let me pull this up. I would like to present to you this. This is Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill, and he's going to discuss the idea of the overindulgence of sex and sexual transmutation, which is an idea he really popularized in the 20th century. Let's listen to him. Let's see what he got to say.
I never thought of auto-intoxication as being one of your devices of control over people, and I am utterly shocked to know how many people are victims of this subtle enemy. Let's hear what you have to say of the other two appetites.
Well, take the desire for sex expression. Now there is a force with which I master the weak and the strong, the old and the young, the ignorant and the wise. In fact, I master all who neglect to master sex.
Okay, I want to pause right here just to give you some context. Number one, this Outwitting the Devil book is a question-answer kind of book. So the interviewer is supposed to be Napoleon Hill, and then the answerer is the devil. And while you might not fully understand everything that they're about to discuss, just understand that if you have a very simple view of the world, if you think that the devil is a beast with a forked tongue and a spiked tail and all that, then you're in for a rude awakening. If you think that what you've been told is largely true, the fantasies you've been fed are true, I'm sorry to tell you, a lot of them are very fake or half-truths at best. And to really unlearn a lot of these Mickey Mouse type of ideas we've been taught, we need to understand how the world really works. And there's no better place to start than with your own brain, because it is the last unexplored continent on Earth, is your mind. Your mind possesses tremendous power, but a lot of people, because they get it for free when they're born, they underestimate the power it truly holds. And I know some of you might think this is all woo-woo and mystical and whimsical. No, this is very practical once you understand how to use it. And we're going to discuss how to utilize and tap into one of the most powerful, and that is the idea of sexual expression. And we're going to really break this down. And I want you to pay very close attention. All of us are going to have different ways of taking bits and pieces of this and adding it to our life. But just listen very closely to what they're about to say, because it changed my life, and I hope it'll change yours. Let's continue.
How can one master the emotion of sex?
By the simple process of transmuting that emotion into some form of activity other than copulation. Sex is one of the greatest of all forces which motivate human beings. Because of this fact, it is also one of the most dangerous forces. If humans would control their sex desires and transmute them into a driving force with which to carry on their occupation, that is, if they spent on their work one half the time they dissipate in pursuit of sex, they would never know poverty.
That's pretty powerful, isn't it? Did you hear that? Let's run that back one more time. I want you to listen to that.
...force with which to carry on their occupation. That is, if they spent on their work one half the time they dissipate in pursuit of sex, they would never know poverty.
I want to pause it right there. Gentlemen, I'm not here to tell you that you should never have copulations with women. I'm not telling you that. Because at the end of the day, that's going to happen. Now, from a biblical perspective, you're supposed to be married, but we need to understand something. That has been weaponized against us. We don't live in a society where marriage is the same thing it once was. So for anybody out there who wants to tell me this elementary school child, elementary school level of, oh, you're not supposed to have sex before marriage and this, this, that, and the other thing. People already do it. I'm not endorsing it. I'm just saying people are going to do it. And getting married to do that is not an excuse. Not in today's day and age where people can divorce you and take half of your stuff. And a lot of it's based off of a deception because the woman's not exactly who she says she is. And they want the security and they want the ability to monkey branch on you. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. But just understand that to fully use, you know, one's going to be able to go 100% monk mode and never, ever release ever again. But it's the key is to not overindulge and to transmute this energy as much as you possibly can. Because this takes tremendous discipline, tremendous courage, and self-control to not touch yourself. To not do these things takes tremendous discipline. Because trust me, I understand, man. I'm not some old dude who has, you know, no inclinations at all right? Trust me, I see women out here. I have a normal life. Trust me, I understand the struggle. But that's what makes it worthwhile. If it was easy to do, then everyone would do it, and we wouldn't need to have this conversation. There's tremendous power over yourself and over your own instincts by suppressing the id and allowing yourself to truly use this energy that's meant, in the caveman days, it was meant to kind of tie the community together, but now it's only going to lead you down the path of self-destruction. And we need to understand this. And this will help guide us as men and help give us a never-ending source of power that was once meant to produce more people for the earth. But now there's so many opportunities for that down the road. If you only transmute this energy now, you could have so many other partners down the line. If that's what you want to do, there's total access out here to do that. Let's continue and see what else he has to say.
Do I understand you to imply there is a relationship between sex and poverty?
Yes, where sex is not under definite control. If allowed to run its natural course, sex will quickly lead one into the habit of drifting.
Is there any relationship between sex and leadership?
Yes. All great leaders in every walk of life are highly sexed, but they follow the habit of controlling their sex desires, switching them into a driving force behind their occupation.
Is the habit of overindulgence in sex as dangerous as the habit of taking narcotics or liquor?
There is no difference between these habits. Both lead to hypnotic control through the habit of drifting.
Why does the world look upon sex as something vulgar?
Because of the vulgar abuse people have made of this emotion. It is not sex that is vulgar. It is the individual who neglects or refuses to control and guide it.
That's a great point. Gentlemen, I'm not going to play this whole book out for you because it's almost 4 hours long. But just understand, this is where this is part of the biblical bachelor lifestyle that I preach and that I live by. You don't have to live by the lifestyle I live by. It works for me. If it works for you, then that's great. But part of this is understanding that the more you indulge in sex, the more it's going to subtract from your desire to succeed. Because many of us, we don't understand our own bodies. When you ejaculate, you naturally have a desire to be like, oh, yeah, man, I won, man. I feel great. That's the whole point. It's supposed to be a natural reward system. It's a natural reward. Because part of your living is to produce, to fulfill, even in the Bible. I'm not a Bible thumper per se. I'm more spiritual than I am normally religious, but one of the things that God even says is be fruitful and multiply. This speaks to our natural desire to want to produce and go out there and fornicate with women. By the way, if you go by the Torah's definition of marriage, it's sex itself, by the way, in case you didn't know that. It wasn't the fancy cake and the catering and the reception and everything. No, that wasn't the definition. It wasn't a piece of government paper. No, it wasn't any of that. But when you reward yourself like this, properly, it can be used as, okay, I won here, but now I gotta win again. I gotta win again. I gotta win again. But when you naturally feed it to yourself, it's like inflation. The more money you put in the system, the less your money is worth. The same way, the more you flood your endorphins, your system with these endorphins, the less it's going to mean and the less energy you're going to have, and the more you're going to chase this desire like you would chase another high off of a drug you become resistant to. That's the same way it works. And this gentleman right here is about to explain this very thing, and let's let him speak.
Every time you ejaculate, your brain releases a ton of chemicals and hormones telling you chill out and relax. And that makes sense because you've done your most important job. Our job as a biological creature is to perpetuate the species, and your body doesn't know whether you've ejaculated with a woman to have a baby or you've ejaculated into your sock.
Bingo. See right there? That's exactly what I'm talking about. This is one of the reasons why it's very important that we use this to our advantage. And that's the part of semen retention that people don't discuss. They make it seem like just holding it is going to give you tremendous power. Yeah, it's one half of it. But that's like having a bunch of money and you don't know how to invest it. You don't know what to do with it. Then you're not using it to its highest potential. But when you understand why people talk about NOFAP and semen retention and all this stuff, then you start to understand what do you do with this energy that you're building up. You don't just hold it, because then that's like you being like SpongeBob in that meme where he's like, I don't need it. I definitely don't need it. And he's just staring at it, and he's like, I want it so bad, but I can't have it. I shouldn't want it. Then you're just wasting that energy, and it's a total waste. You might as well have gotten rid of it. But instead, when you realize, okay, this is what it's meant for, how do I use this to my advantage? Now, what you also want to avoid is using women as a validation system, because that's also dangerous. But when you use your own body and your own hormones and your own biochemistry in such a way where you reward yourself properly, after you achieve that win, you're going to want to win again. But you're like, okay, I'm not going to just give myself an artificial win, because then it's going to mean less. Instead, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, okay, I won here. How do I win next time and have it be even better than it was before? That's the half of semen retention that people don't discuss. Okay, let's continue with what he has to say.
The problem is that when you're ejaculating a lot, you are constantly telling your body, chill out and relax, and therefore your motivation decreases. Now, here's the evolutionary hack of semen retention. Because you don't ejaculate for numbers of days or for long periods of time, not only are you avoiding any rest or relaxation time, but your body begins to optimize itself, increasing its charge, increasing its aura, increasing your desire, increasing your motivation, increasing your testosterone levels, so that it's more likely that you're going to go out into the world and actually find a partner to procreate with. So when you practice semen retention, you are putting yourself in a state in which you're going to optimize yourself and be most motivated. That's how you transmute that energy into your passions, into your creative projects.
He's 100% correct. However, I would add a stipulation to that. You need to have a purpose that you're working towards. If you don't have something you're working towards and you're just kind of doing it to do it, then you're kind of defeating the whole purpose of it. If you have something you're trying to work for, maybe you want to start your own business, maybe you're going through a move, maybe you just graduated high school or you graduated from college or you're going between jobs. If you have an end goal, maybe you want to lose weight, you want to build muscle, whatever it is you want to do. If you don't have goals, then there's no point in optimizing yourself like this, because then all you're going to do is be like SpongeBob and be like, oh, I don't need it. Like, you're going to be fighting yourself the whole time, and that's only going to drive you insane. Instead, you need to have a reason for why you're doing this, so that instead of going out there and rewarding yourself for being mediocre, you use that energy to strive towards something better. This is all part and parcel of trying to become the best version of yourself. A lot of men want to just feel good. Men, this is a huge trap. Because when you try to just feel good, you end up dealing with women like this. Watch this.
Honestly, the day these men accept to be simps, that's the day this economy will thrive. You want to get a cookie? You want to get that poom poom? You want to get that good good? Be a simp. The moment you realize women love simpy men, that's the moment you'll start getting some poom poom. But you're too worried about what your homeboy has to say. And guess what? Your homeboy's not getting anything. Or guess what? Your homeboy's lying about not being a simp. Yeah, boy. Yeah, so be a simp today.
Oh, hell no.
Gentlemen, when you are down bad and you don't know how to control your sexual energy, those are the kind of women you'd be dealing with right there. Instead of going to the gym, instead of working on a business, instead of working more hours at your job, instead of doing something of actual meaning, you're going to be trying to negotiate sex with people like that. You're going to end up being a simp. You're going to end up doing compromising yourself, wasting time, wasting energy, wasting attention, wasting money, wasting your sanity, wasting all these things on people who are just using you. Again, this is why this discipline is important. This is why transmutation is important. Because if you don't sacrifice this constant need to feel good, then you're never going to achieve any actual meaning of success. I've talked a little bit about this before. When you're an employee, your employer kind of owns you. They own your intellectual property. They own your ability to produce. They own your time. They own pretty much all of what you have. And then if you sacrifice and you say, you know what, I'm going to sacrifice my security for freedom. Now I have the ability to produce on my own. I can risk. I can win. I can lose. I can go through hard times. I can then produce good times. It's, you want to strive for freedom, not for security. Because when you go for the security, there's always going to be a part of you that's not happy. Or at least it should. There should be a part there. If it's not there, then I'm sorry, but you've kind of just taken the bait of being beta, and I don't know what to tell you at that point. But when we go back to sexual transmutation, don't just do it to do it. You should do it with a purpose in mind, because then you'll achieve the real results you're looking for. Just like when you want a diet, no one just goes on a diet to go on a diet. People go on a diet to get healthy and to lose weight and to gain muscle and to whatever. They do it for a reason. Don't just not, you know, choke your chicken for fun. Just do it for a reason. Say, you know what? I want to be healthier. I want to be better looking. I want to achieve. I have a goal that I have for myself, which if you don't have that, I'd start there. But we need to understand that just because we're spiritual men, or because we care about what, whether it's the Bible or the Quran or the Torah, whatever it is that you believe in, don't just stop there and do things because other people say to do them. Do them because you actually want to make yourself better, put yourself in a better position, and do things for a reason, so that then after you've achieved this goal, or even if you're on your way to achieving it and you look back and you say, wait a minute, I've come a pretty long way. I've sacrificed a lot, but look what I've gained as a result of my sacrifice. That's how you build confidence. That's how you build determination. Not somebody telling you every day that you're a king and you deserve this and you deserve that and blah, 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 blah. No, that's not how you build motivation and inspiration and confidence. You build confidence by doing things that are hard. I built confidence by going in the military and having my butt kicked by people who yelled in my face, spit in my face, did all these things that made me feel like crap. But guess what? When I made it through on the other side and I said, wait a minute, no, I ain't afraid of these things anymore. So I could literally yell in my face and I could sit there and be like, I don't give a damn what you have to say. I don't care. Because I've had that happen to me. I had the confidence to stand up to people. I didn't used to have that. Do you have that? Have you done things that are hard in your life? The answer is probably no. The only thing that's ever been hard is your schmendrick. Is your mind hard? Probably not. I hope it is, but if it's not, you gotta fix that ASAP. Otherwise, you're gonna get exploited. My friends, we need to understand the true meaning of sexual transmutation, semen retention, and all that to optimize ourselves and for us to actually get the results we're looking for. My friends, if you have any questions, comments, I've gone through these periods of monk mode myself. I'm going through one right now, actually, and that's part of the reason why I wanted to do this video, because I'm doing it myself again. I've gone 90-day periods longer than that before, but I do it for a purpose. I don't just do it to do it, because that's dumb. It makes no sense to me. Let me know if you have any questions, any comments you want to add about your own journey, any theories you have that's worked for you. I love to have this conversation. I think it's very meaningful for a lot of men. But until then, my friends, take care of yourselves. Do your own research. I would recommend you think not with your schmendrick, but with your brain. It'll save you a lot of trouble down the road. Take care of yourselves. I'm out of here. Peace.